We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Paul Beasley! Giving me that song. God said it, I believe it. You know, the devil didn't want us to be here today, but because God said it, and that settles it.
Situation too deep. No one wants to listen.
I know a place you can run to. I know someone you can talk to. You don't have to cry.
Hold
your head up high.
And run to your secret closet. All you gotta do is tell God about it.
How many you ever run in your secret closet?
To your secret closet.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell God about it.
Listen, I want to talk to somebody out here. You don't have no money to pay your rent. Your bills are piling up and all your money is spent. You don't even have no money to buy no food. Oh, shucks. Your baby need a pair of shoes.
I know a place.
Yeah.
You.
I know a place.
I know someone you can talk to.
You don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry.
But you better get in a hurry. Secret closet. Anybody want to tell God about it? Oh, I wish I had a witness up here tonight. You can run. Yeah. I'm going to talk to somebody out here. Listen. Let me talk to you, Jack. Your children are acting up. Your husband, too. You've been going to church all week, trying to get a breakthrough. But you told your girlfriend that you can't take it. And you went on your knees and told your pastor that you don't think you can make it. But I know a place you can run to. It's a place you find rest. You don't have to cry. Hold your head up and run to your secret closet. You can tell God. You can run
to your secret closet.
Anybody want to run right now? When I get in trouble, you know what I do. I tell.
Tell God about it.
When they lie on me and call me every name but a child of God, I tell them.
Tell God about it.
How many of you been going through? I want y'all to bring it down. How many of you been going through? How many of you got problems you can't tell your best friend? You can't call your pastor. You can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your husband. Now listen. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Tell God about it.
Listen. I know you know what I'm talking about. Come here. They told you your kidneys was messed up. The doctor might tell you it don't look good. But you know what? I don't care what your situation is.
I don't care what your situation is.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to wipe those tears from your eyes. You know what I want you to do? When you get home, I don't want you to walk. I don't want you to walk in that closet. You know what I want you to do? I don't want you to look at nobody. You know what I want you to do? Hey, I want to say, you better run. Run. Run.
Run.
try to act cute. Honey, when the devil get on your track, you better run to your secret closet. I tell you, some of y'all act like y'all don't know what prayer will do, but I tell you, prayer fixes it every time. I wish somebody could just shout hallelujah tonight. There might be some alcoholics up in the building, but the Lord done clean you up. Look at somebody and say, but by grace, there go I. You see, we tried a lot of things, but everything we tried didn't work. And then what we had to do? We had to try God. Listen here. I want y'all to listen to these words. Listen. You done tried everything else, and everything has failed.
Try God first.
You better sing it, boy. You better stop now.
It's praying time.
You better stop now, Lord.
It's praying time.
You better stop now, Lord.
It's praying time.
Hey, Lord, there the sun is almost. The church house, they first jump up and shout, and first thing Monday morning, they ready to fuss and fight. You better stop now, head Lord day. You better stop now, Lord.
Hey,
Lord, the sun is almost
down.
Some preachers will go to the sister's house. She asks him to rest his hat instead of him talking about the word of God. He says, sister, to where your husband at. You better stop now, Lord. You better stop now. Oh, you better stop now, Lord. Hey, Paul, the sun is almost. Take a breath for me.
Down.
Well, the sun is almost
down.
mouth. So we will not be able to see in the dark now. Oh, yeah, the sun is our mouth. Yeah, Lord, the sun, the sun, the sun.
Right back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, with more of the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurland Kearney and Catch the Wave.
Catch the Waves, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the Wave. Catch the Wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's the Wave Thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Listen. I had about 200 requests for this song. It wasn't supposed to make it, but we're going to do it just because you asked for it. What is it? Do y'all want to hear it? The Holy Ghost party tonight.
Let's go churching all night long. I can't wait to get my praise on. Let's go churching all night long. I can't wait to get my praise on.
Listen. All y'all been saved all y'all life. But listen here. Listen here. Now I'm gonna ask y'all something. Y'all ain't gonna get cute on me, are you? Let me ask you. I better mess with him. Do you remember doing the funky? Y'all trying to act cute on me. Now listen. Listen here. I'm going to ask you right now. Do you remember to enter the church and twist? Me to the reception, and when I got there, there was an old lady, and she was on a barroom floor. Lord, I had to just try to close my eyes. You know what that mother was doing? Don't y'all tell her that I was talking about her. Well, you know what mother was doing? Doing the left cheek slide. Young folks, I'm talking about y'all one that's 50 and up. Y'all don't got so cute, y'all don't do the electric slide no more. Y'all know what y'all be doing. Doing the cha-cha-cha. But listen, now since you have Christ in your life, tell everybody tonight that the Holy Ghost party tonight.
Let's go churching all night long. Get my praise on. Let's go churching all night long. I can't wait to get my
Tony
praise
take
on.
Me now. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, come on, yeah.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna praise His name.
Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna make me lift Him up.
Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna make me lift Him higher.
Up in here, up in here.
Anybody wanna help me lift Him up?
Up in here, up in here.
Anybody wanna help me lift Him up?
Up in here, up in here.
Trying to be nice. Y'all gonna mess with old man and let me say.
Don't worry. Don't fret.
Wipe the tears
from your eyes.
I've been trying to be nice, but y'all know how old folk feel.
Harry. No failure
in God.
It's been 44 years, D. Same.
There's no secret what my God can do.
What he done for me, he will do for you.
You
Harry,
no failure
in God. Y'all help me sing a little bit.
Get your box, get the knife, get the table, cause I know he's able. Hey!
Harry, no failure in God.
Y'all have to excuse me, I can't holler like these young men. But let me tell you what happened to me. That I wouldn't walk no more. I got rid of my wheelchair. Precious King, I don't need it anymore.
Hey!
Yeah.
No failure
in God. It's all right. I'm trying to tell you,
Once again, put your hands together for Yimbla and the new Gospel Seekers. Hey! Hey! Yimbla and the new Gospel Seekers. It's a blessing today.
Came along and laid
your hand on me. I know somebody don't like this. Listen. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. You delivered me.
your hand and give him the praise in here. Somebody ought to give him a worship up in here. Somebody ought to lift your hand and tell the Lord, he blessed me. He put food on your table. Put clothes on your back. Anybody want to be blessed? He worthy. I love him. He heard my cry. Yeah. Oh. Anybody want to be blessed? Somebody look at your neighbor and say, he blessed me. Bless me.
Join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hit the way.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD 3.
I don't know about you, but it's time to have a little church now. Some of y'all ain't moved all night long. Some of y'all are waiting for the fat meat. But it don't take no fat meat for me to get my shout on. 'Cause honey, when you know that you know that you know that you know, when I think about how he brought me over hills and mountains, when I think about how he brought me through the valley, oh yeah, a writing a good book said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, and what he's done for me, oh, my soul,
my soul,
my soul,
my soul.
Oh, yeah. I don't want y'all to get alarmed up in here.
Wow.
But somebody came into the program tonight and they didn't pay for their ticket. Ladies, I don't want y'all to worry, but maybe you better hold your pocketbooks, because this person
came here tonight to rob us. I know some of y'all men are grabbing your wallets right now. And but I told them I didn't care if they were going to get mad at me. I'm going to call that person's name out tonight. And maybe you better watch out, because that person might be sitting next to you. I'm going to call his name. Can I call his name? What's his name, Dennis? Stand up! Stand up!
Anybody know you're a liar?
cry alone. Get off of my pastor. Get off of my pastor. Get off of my pastor. I'm ready to have some church now. Say to get back. Say to get back. Y'all wait 1 minute. Now listen. Bring it down, Antoine. I ain't gonna beg nobody tonight. Let me see the hands that the devil been trying to attack. Now listen, I'm not gonna beg you tonight, but how many of you wanna put the devil up under your feet? Now listen, I don't want no coward soldiers to come up here, but if you got some power to drive the devil out of here, I want you to come and run up here and come down this aisle, and we're going to run the devil out of here. If you want to run the devil, come on. Lord, I want you to tell him, hey, who's saying?
Come on.
You know, all week, the devil been trying to attack me. On Wednesday, they admitted me into the hospital. My sugar was 600. The doctor said, son, what are you doing? You're trying to kill yourself? I said, no. I just got to work for Jesus. I don't know what the name of your doctor is. But you do notice when you go into the doctor's office, if you look on the wall and see his license, it says a license to practice medicine. Oh, I know a doctor tonight. He don't do no practicing tonight. He knows that 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 he knows. Oh, I wish I had a sanctified choir tonight. People going around hating each other. Daddy, I don't know why people are so jealous of one another. But I came to minister to you tonight. You better be careful how you treat your brother, man. The reason why I'm telling you tonight, you don't know who's gonna have to bring you a glass of water when you get down. Hey, hey, hey. Tammy, I don't know why they do this and why they try to hate on each other. 'Cause the same person that you treat bad might just be one of the six pallbearers that carry your grave. Carry you, hey. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna take too much time tonight. I wanna tell you a little story tonight. Y'all bring it down for me. There's a young man. And he's not an old man. He was suffering with pains in his chest. He went to the doctor and they diagnosed him with having a bad heart. They put a pacemaker in, and week after week, those of you that know how a pacemaker works, when your heart starts getting bad, it shocks you. But he had to go back week after week. And on the third week, they kept him in the hospital. And the doctors messed around and said that you have a bad pump in your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They told that young man, we're going to operate on you. And we're going to put a temporary heart in. A temporary pump, excuse me. And then we're going to put you on a hard list. I talked to the young man, and he called me on the phone, and it seemed like he was drinking tears for water. I told him, I said, don't worry about it. God has the last answer. That young man is in the house. Is he still there? Black, I want you to come downstairs, son. listen. They took that young man in the operating room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They took him in the operating room to put that pump in. How many of you know that prayer? How many of you know that prayer changes things? Listen, they took him in the operating room. And I can imagine that the doctors took the scalpel. They cut his chest open. And as they was putting the pump in, putting that old pump in his heart, the telephone rung in the operating room. The telephone rung in the operating room. They told the doctor the heart that we had for somebody else, it just won't fit. But you know God can make a way. God can make a way. Yes, he will, yeah. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will, yeah. 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 Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord. Listen here, thank you, Jesus. I know a lot of groups get up and testify. But me and this here brother, we got something special going on. You see, my little son, this is his biological father, and I'm the stepdaddy. When my wife was visiting him in the hospital, there were a couple folk from the church. You know how church folk do. Woo! You know our church folks, how to begin to assume. He said, I'm going to see my son's father. But I came to let you know it takes 6 months to mind your own business. And stay from the leave of the folks. Black, I never will forget what you told me on that telephone. I asked him, I said, how you doing, son? And with tears, I know he was crying because I heard it over the phone. These are the words that he said, and I just had to put it in a song because God knows all about our situation. You know what he said?
I want to thank you for what you've done. I want to thank you
for your dying.
time I say thank you. For waking me up on time. Thank you.
I told
thank you, Lord, for giving me life, health, and strength. I don't thank you. For giving me a
made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you, yes I do, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He is the same God today that He will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. Don't know where you are. Might be the sun, the S-U-N shining, or it might be cloudy where you can't see the S-U-N. But one thing that I do know is that the S-O-N is still doing what He does best, being the Son of God, that even if it's cloudy where you are, that He is still being everything that we need Him to be. And if the sun is shining where you are and you can see it, He's still being the Son of God. And the sun, when we see it in the sky, yes, it does make us feel a little bit better. Gives us joy when we see it. But one thing that I do know is even though where I'm at, I can't see the sun shining. I know that it is shining and that the clouds in the sky still let me know that God is God and his son Jesus is still Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. That gives me the example of when we are in the valley and we are low and don't know what to do, that God's son Jesus is still there because he said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And because I know that now and I got an understanding, I can stand on the word of God to know that I can cast all of my cares upon him. No matter what you're going through, men and women of God, give it to God and let him move on your behalf. Father God, we thank you for all things. I thank you for your son, Jesus, and I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. I thank you that you have allowed us to see another brand new day. I thank you that you haven't broken my family circle, and I tell you, thank you. I thank you for keeping your disciples, God. I thank you for keeping the world in the name of Jesus. And those that you did call home, God, you know what you were doing. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and I speak healing, God. I ask that you work that miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being the one that we can cast all of our cares upon in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against every trick, everything that Satan has sent out, and I send out your anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, you said no weapon formed shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And I speak your delivering power, dear God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, build up those that are torn down, God. Build up those that are going through, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to move right now, God, in the hospitals, God. Lead and guide your doctors and your nurses. I tell you, thank you for them, God, for the time that they are there when nobody else is there. Bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. When they are not treated kind, God, let them know that they can trust you and they can depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your patients, God. Let them know that you have all power, God, and that you put servants there to wait on them, to help them, God, not for them to be mean, God. But let them know, Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, that you have the final say, dear God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch those that's incarcerated, God. Give them your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus. Touch our children and their children and their children, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you just for being our God. Oh, Father God, bless your people in the house of God. Bless your apostles, your pastors, your prophets, your evangelists, your teachers. God, bless, God. Continue to pour it in them as you see fit, God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. Father God, I thank you for all things. I give you glory, God. I reverence you and you only, God. Tell you thank you for all things. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. He has brought us through a season where there were days that we might didn't know what we were going to do. There were days we didn't know what to do. There were days that we couldn't go here and we couldn't go there. But one thing that I do know, that we could go to God in prayer and trust him. I knew that I could call on the name of Jesus. And when we're in the valley, when we trust God, we have a relationship with him. He's in the valley. And when we're on top of the mountain and everything is okay, we feel like we got this covered. We can still trust our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. We want to extend prayers to the bereaved families, families that have lost loved ones. I want you to know that God knew what he was doing. God is the Almighty God. And that when he called our loved ones home, God knows what he is doing. Tell God thank you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And those that are preparing for surgery are already in surgery, we ask God to cover them with his blood. Keep his angels in camp round about them in the name of Jesus. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. And when you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave or you can stay. But on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study in the house of God. But I always encourage the disciples to go in the Word of God wherever you are. Because as we read the Word of God and we apply that Word to our lives, we draw closer and closer to our Heavenly Father. We grow in him, and he can come and elevate us and let us know that, yeah, you didn't go to the house, but because of your diligence, because of your faithfulness, I know that I can have confidence and trust you. And on Thursday night, we will be going to Deliverance House of Prayer in Bailey, North Carolina. Well, yours truly will be bringing the word for Apostle Sherry Williams at 7 o'clock a.m. We ask you to come and go with us. If you can't go with us, just pray for the service, that God gets all the glory. And I tell God, thank you for all things. As we come back on today, still talking about what it means to love like Christ. Not like Christ, but to love like Christ. And when we have the love of God in our hearts, we're going to love unconditionally. We're going to love with true love. We won't be a hypocrite and say, I love you, but we're going to love with that genuine love. We've already established that Jesus even loved his enemies. And as he loved his enemies, he didn't go along with their sin, but he taught them the right way. He gave them the truth. And when it was necessary to rebuke them for what they were doing, yes, he did. And Jesus demonstrated his love by dying for us. And as he went on the cross for us, he didn't go on the cross for those that were true disciples and that loved God, but he went on the cross for all mankind. When we love like Jesus loved, you're going to find that you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be talked about. But you still got to stand on the word of God. When we love like Jesus, as we come back, he's letting us know that we got to love unconditionally. We got to love with the love of God every day, not just some days, not on special occasions, but we got to love each and every day. He already let us know that not everyone that say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only the ones who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And when we love with the love of God and the love of his Son, Jesus, we're going to be truthful. We won't be deceitful. We won't cry, Lord, Lord, and not have a true relationship, but we're going to find that we do the will of God's Son, Jesus, Father. That Father is in heaven, and we're going to do what he have called us to do. If we look at Luke 9, verse 62, it said, and Jesus said unto them, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. When we say that we're serving the true and living God and we are loving like him, we're not going to look back and go back into the world and begin to sin again. We're going to do what God have called his people to do. Don't know if some of you know what a plow is, but I can remember growing up, and my grandfather would borrow this other man's mules to come and pull that plow. And as that mule was pulling the plow, you could continue to go forward, and it would break up the ground where he was plowing at. And as he plowed, that ground became beautiful, where you could plant seeds, where you could plant plants. And as he was plowing and breaking up that dirt, I tell God, thank you, that my grandfather would keep right on moving and working in the field. And when he would finish plowing and you would look at that dirt, it would be so beautiful. But what Christ is saying right here, I tell God, thank you, that as you begin to break up the sin that's in your life and you begin to look to your Heavenly Father and you keep right on moving in him, that you won't look back. But if you look back in your life, the life that you are living, and you go back in to sin, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. But if you keep tearing up that sin and that stuff that's in your life, then you are doing what your Heavenly Father have called you to do. And when you go and plant those seeds of righteousness, you won't go back in to sin. Because I remember when he plowed, then he would go and plant the collards and the cabbages and plant the seeds. They will begin to grow, and they would begin to come up. And as they came up, they grew in the ground. And they went from just a small plant to big leaves if it was collard greens. If it was cabbages, they would become headed. If you planted seeds, those seeds would develop. And you kept right on taking care of those plants and those seeds. And you didn't go back and dig them up, but you kept right on moving. I got an understanding of what Jesus was saying, that if you put your hands to the plow, if you start to follow him and you don't look back, you would do the will of his Father. But if you look back and begin to sin and not follow the word of God and not trust God, you are not fit for the kingdom. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at loving like Jesus, it's letting us know that we care enough about the souls of others to tell them the truth. When we tell the truth and stand on the truth, I tell God, thank you, that we won't compromise. We won't do some of the will of God, but we will do all the will of God. And we're going to love enough to tell the truth and stand on the truth of God. I can't say that I love God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost and I condone sin. I don't care who it is, whether it's a family member, whether it's a disciple, even my enemy, I have to give the truth of God. Might be received by this one, partly received by that one, not received by the others, but I still got to tell the truth. As we look at Luke 18, verses 18 through 25, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. He said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. When he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. As I read this and began to study the word of God, the man had everything that he needed. And he wanted what Jesus was offering, but he didn't want Jesus. And when we love Jesus, we're going to give up everything else. He loved his money more than Jesus. And Jesus let him know and pointed out to the young man that greed won't allow him to come into the kingdom of God. I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding now that we can't love money, we can't love things, we can't love stuff more than we love Jesus. And as we love Jesus, we're going to do the word of him. We won't put nothing before his son Jesus. And I tell God, thank you, that when we stand on the word of God and do what he say to do. We won't put nothing before him. I tell God, thank you that greater is he that is in us, and that's Jesus, than he that's in the world. We can't put the world before Jesus. And to love Jesus, we won't put nothing else before him. And as we look, he wanted what Jesus had, but he wasn't willing to sacrifice and give up all that he had to follow God's son, Jesus. I thank God that I got an understanding there. And if you are son of the true and living God, you're going to find that you will stand on the word no matter what and no matter who it is. I tell God, thank you for his being earnest and honest and standing on the word of God. The young man wanted what Jesus had, but he didn't want a true relationship. He rather have his money. And what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? As we look at the word of God, it says it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for a rich man and to enter the kingdom of God. Love God with your whole heart. If you're going to love Jesus with your whole heart, you're going to give up some things, a lot of things. You will give up to serve the true and powerful God. He wanted what Jesus was offering, but he did not want a relationship, did not want the anointing that Jesus had. He loved his money more, and Jesus lovingly, with a kind heart, pointed out to the young man about his greed. I tell God, thank you, that we can't compromise. And as we are servants of God, I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. And when we love God with our whole hearts, we're going to find that we do not want a relationship and love people who water down the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad to know that Jesus never changed the truth to satisfy the itching ears of his people that was living. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus standing on the word. And if we're going to love like Jesus loved, you're going to find that you won't change the word of God. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. For their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they will not endure the sound doctrine of the word of God. They're compromised. Listen to this. It said, throughout history, the history of the church, some have always refused to love sound doctrine. We're in that season right now. Yes, we are. It say they will turn away their ears from the truth. Can't turn away from the truth, babies. You got to stand on truth and the righteousness of God. And when they won't stand on and endure sound doctrine, you're going to find that many have professed to be Christians. I, you ever been talking about God the Father, God Father, Son, and God, the Holy Ghost, and somebody will tell you, I know who Jesus is. I got a relationship with Jesus, but there's sin in their life, and they won't stand on the truth of God. But they have a form of godliness, but they won't serve the true and living God. It said many will profess to be Christians, gather at churches, appear to be reverencing God, but will not stand on faith and will not demand the truth, but they will stand on unrighteousness. But I want to encourage you, if you are a true son of God, you're going to stand on the word of God. You're going to love as God's son Jesus loved and stand on righteousness. You can't compromise. You can't swing here and swing there and go over there and not do the word of God. When you stand on the word of God, you're not going to tolerate unrighteousness. When you love God with your love, with your whole heart, you're going to stand on the word. When they have those itching ears, they will not accept God's word, and they will not speak of repentance, and they're going to stand on sin, and damnation is going to come unto them. But when you love God with your true heart, and you stand on righteousness, babies, you're going to find that you're not going to lean to your own understanding. And it said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4 saying, they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. I tell God, thank you for the word of God, because when we have the word of God, we're going to stand on righteousness. And as we look at the word of God, we're going to find that the Holy Spirit warns all of those who remain faithful to God and submit themselves to his word. I tell God, thank you, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide. And as we stand on God's word and be honest and truthful and serve God with our whole hearts, you're going to find that you won't turn away from God. You're going to stand on his word. You won't compromise. And the truth is that God's written word must be our ultimate guide to truth and to the practice of Jesus. We must use God's word given by the Holy Spirit as one full and sufficient guide that we judge what we do, what we believe, and what we do. I thank God that we won't, when we have a true relationship, we won't turn away from the truth of God. When we stand on the word and we serve God with our whole heart, we won't have itching ears. We will stand on truth. We won't turn from truth. And we won't stand and turn unto fables. Part truth. Almost truth. But when we serve God and we love God, we're going to stand on the word of God. Every day, not some days, but every day. And I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding of who God is and where will you stand on the word of God. You're not going to have itching ears. No, you're not. You're going to stand on the word of God. You're going to preach that word. You're going to teach that word. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that we won't compromise his word. I thank God for the truth of God. And when we look at God's written word, we must be one that stand on truth. And we got to use God's word. When we love God's son Jesus, we won't compromise and stand on unrighteousness. And if you have the tendency, as some will, to compromise, you're going to wibble and wobble. But when you stand on the word, I thank God for his son Jesus loving people enough to warn them and to challenge them. And as sons of God and we love God, you're going to find that you will do the same thing. When we come back on Thursday, God's willing, we're going to continue talking about what it means to love like Christ and how when you love like Christ, you're going to learn that you forgive others. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for
catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
catch the wave on the NFI.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Blessing my way. because those of you that are about to give up and throw in the towel, don't be weary. I come to encourage you. Just on the way, your blessings, even your miracles, just on the way. Whatever you need, whatever you're asking for, don't give up, because it's on the way. But he shall strengthen my heart in the meantime. Even when my pillow get wet with tears, I'm gonna stand here and wait. Stand here and wait. Does anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Let me remind you. Let me remind you. Though I walk through the valley of disappointment, of heartbroken, but I'm still gonna wait. I'm still gonna wait. With tears in my eyes, I got to wait. I got to wait. Let me tell y'all why. I got a press. I got a press. Just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, that's on the way. Tell yourself, minister to yourself, it's on the way. Try to change from your weeping night, but it's on the way. That new home.
Catch the wave on the end of life.
Thank you. stood on the banks of Jordan one day.
banks of Jordan just to see the ship go by.
In the mix, in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass, it's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the beat.
All right, we're gonna take a little trip back down memory lane. Let's see if they remember this.
Someday,
some happy day,
Lord.
Coming for the choir, I keep coming for the other.
him. He's coming for the trustee. He's coming. I know. He's coming as a thief. He's coming as a robber. What a big day. What a big day. What a big day. What a big day. Oh, I know, yeah.
Jesus is
I want to thank
saving. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right.
Oh,
and Omega,
the beginning and the end.
If you put your trust in the Lord, he'll be your best man. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
In the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
He brought me through. When I think about his goodness and how much he loved me, I count up every one of my blessings. That's the dearest thing to me. Oh, I sure do love. Oh, Lord, oh, how about you? Then if not, you should seek him, and you'd love him too. If only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Praise God. Now we would serve him and every day we put our trust